Blog Talk Radio.
Former Cleveland Browns, Seattle Seahawks, Akron Sip, Charlie Fry. Charlie, you're the field house here in Akron. Doing some workouts?
Yes. Always got to stay ready. Just got done throwing with Mr. Julian Edelman from Kent State and one of my buddies from Cleveland. So we're just out here getting the work in. Lifting weights, throwing, running, everything to get ready for August.
So, have you been talking with any teams since the season ended?
Yeah, I've went on a few visits, talked to a few teams, but the main thing is, just trying to be patient and let the right situation come. I want to get to a good program where, it's a good situation for me and, able to help somebody win some ball games.
Now, when you say you visited with a couple teams, can you mention those teams that you visited?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I went out to Oakland. Had a good meeting with them, Mr. Davis. That was a treat, to be with a guy who's meant that much to the NFL. He's been there since ground zero and helped build the league to what it is today. And got a lot of respect for him and what he's done out there with their tradition. And, just waiting to see what happens.
Now, are you waiting to see what happens? Is it your own personal choice to wait and see once mini camps and training camp starts? Do you want to wait that long? Maybe see if there's an injury where you might be plucked into a better spot, or do you want something now?
I'd like to be somewhere before mini camps start. Right now, everybody's just doing the grind, the lifting and the running, getting ready for the mini camps. And I think that's a key thing to be able to get into a camp by then and get the offense down, get the camaraderie with the guys, and get all that training so that you have the summer to build on that and take that into training camp.
Excellent. Now, before we went live, you were saying that Seattle's still an option. Have you kept in contact with Seahawks?
Yes, I have. There's been a lot of change in that organization with Coach Holmgren retiring and Coach Moore taking over, but my quarterback coach has stayed intact. And yeah, that's a great group of guys out there. I probably had more fun out there in the 2 years that I've spent in Seattle just with the core group that they have. It's a family-oriented team. It's out there in no man's land, so that's all you have, really, because nobody's family's really out there. So it's more of a family-based team, and that was real attractive when I got out there, just being able to get involved in that and learning that West Coast system under Coach Holmgren and Jim Zorn and Hasselbeck and Coach Laser took over there now and Seneca Wallace. There's a lot of football knowledge out there. I think I made my biggest strides out there, even though I wasn't playing, just being under that, learning that system, learning how to be an NFL quarterback instead of just a so-called playmaker.
Now, you speak of Coach Holmgren and then Jim Moore taking over. How was that transition knowing that Mike Holmgren was the head coach? Had the assistant. Was that an odd, you're the boss, but the guy's about to take over. Is there any, odd feeling?
You would think there would be, but with the amount of respect that Coach Holmgren had and demands from his players, that it wasn't an issue. There's so much respect for him around the NFL and the guys who play for him that, in other cases, I can see that being a problem. Guys going to the soon-to-be head coach with their problems, kind of tearing the team apart, but that didn't happen. Even though we weren't successful last year, we won, four or five games, it wasn't like that. You would have thought that we were a playoff team the way the atmosphere was in the locker room.
Excellent. And we're speaking with Charlie Fry, former Akron Zip here at the Akron Fieldhouse. Charlie's working out with some friends, getting ready for return of the NFL season. You're promoting your buddy here at Kent State. You're going to turn him into a wide receiver?
He's going to turn himself into a wide receiver, but he reminds me a lot of Josh Cripps. I played with Cripps in Cleveland, kind of a name as a return specialist. I can see Julian doing that, but I think he's going to be better than Josh as far as the receiver part of it goes. The way he's able to get in and out of his cuts and being able to catch the football. I think he still has some room to grow and the return specialist part of it, but as far as the receiving goes, he's night and day the deck as far as him starting off to where he's at right now.
Okay. Now, you're unrestricted free agent here. Now, your options are, you can go anywhere you want. Are you looking for, I mean, obviously you want a starting job, but I mean, would you rather have a starting job maybe for a lesser caliber team, or would you want to find that backup role with a team that has a legit maybe running them?
Well, I think right now, nobody's going to give me a starting job. You know, I'm going to have to earn that. Whether it be earning it from, you know, an injury, you know, being one play away and going out there and performing well and keeping the job, or you know, beating somebody out in camp. But you know, that's why I play the game. I play to compete and learn on the sidelines. You know, it's not always the funnest thing to sit on the sidelines and watch the games, but as long as you're learning and taking something from it, building, you know, a foundation so that when you get your chance again, you can take off and run. I think that's what I've been doing the last 2 years, and you know, whatever situation God, you know, puts in front of me, go at it full steam.
Now, our state covers a lot of the kids going through the pro days and the combines, and we're here at Akron's pro day, and the Colts are working out the players. Can you think back to when you were going through this process, and maybe give some advice to the young guys that are out there listening?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I was going through it, I was looking for the end of the road on it, because then you can start getting into football again. And I see those guys out here every morning working on their 40s and their shuttles and the times to get their shot, but once that's all done, you got to get ready to play football. And, I don't think those drills really transfer into football. You know, I was telling Julian that, you know, once this stuff gets done, we can start doing some receiver drills instead of all this dog and pony show. So, you know, I'm sure they're looking forward to the end of the road for that, and they can, you know, start focusing on plays and routes and combination routes and coverages and all the things it takes you to be successful in the NFL.
And going back to the day you were drafted, were you sitting in front of the television set? Were you kind of far away from the TV? What was your anticipation lead up to the draft weekend?
Yeah, I was at home sitting in front of the TV with my family. No big party or anything, man. One thing you don't realize is how long the draft is. You know, when we were in college, we used to, you know, have a beer or something and watch the game or watch the draft, and you don't realize how long it is until you're waiting for your name to get called. And I think I was the third or second pick of the third round, and you know, some guys have to wait the next day. I can't imagine that. You know, sitting there not knowing where you're going to play. But once that happens, everything else happens so fast. Go right into mini camps. You're trying to get yourself ready in the summer to get to training camp. And then I think the first year is probably the longest year of your life, because you go straight from your college season, you know, straight to training for the draft, combine, little games, straight into mini camps. So you don't have a break. So I think, you know, the first off season that I had at the NFL, which I don't think I did anything for like 3 weeks, I was just pooped.
I think once again we were listening with Charlie Frank from Akron Zip, training here at the Fieldhouse. Charlie, we just want to thank you for your time, and we're looking forward to seeing where you're going to sign with the offseason. Thanks for joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot.
And all access is all inclusive.